the most dangerous.
Yo, 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 this ain't your ordinary motherfucking podcast.
What is it?
This is the world's most dangerous podcast. This is the wake up call, motherfuckers. Dang, dang, school's it. Hello, worlds and germs and all that good pearls. Listen, we're going to get this right started right now because this joint's special. This joint's special. And when I say special, I mean special like Special K. But Special K really ain't special. So this joint more special. This is like that extra when that girlfriend give you that special present you wasn't expecting special. You know what I'm saying? Ooh. Yeah. That 50% sale on that store you wanted to shop is special. Let's get to my hostess real quick. We got to the left of me. We got smooth ass, motherfucker ass. Boy got the old Navy looking ass shirt on. Today, we got Smooth Trey in the building. Drop a bomb on top of Smooth Trey.
I will. I ain't been to Old Navy in years, bro. I ain't gonna hold you.
Don't knock Old Navy. Meek said it too in the line. Anyway, we got to the right, left. Y'all know I don't know my damn right things, right? We got to the next to him. We got girl out here looking like she on Living Single today. We are living.
Check it out.
We got the world's most dangerous woman. We got Secret in the building. Drop a bomb one time for Secret. Drop that Secret bomb if we got it. Secret. Yes. How we doing, Secret?
I'm doing fine.
You doing fine, Trey? You doing fine? Did I ask you how you was doing? I was so focused.
No, he was trying big.
I'm sorry. How you doing?
I'm cool, bro. All
right, cool.
I'm enjoying myself. I'm ready.
Now, they the usually hostess, right?
Yeah.
Man, hold on. Yeah, we're going to get to our special guest host of the day. This is the first time somebody came on to mess with the whole podcast crew. You know what I'm saying? This is, if it wasn't for this man, we wouldn't be sitting right here right now. If it wasn't for this man, I wouldn't know all this podcast game that I'd be learning each step of the day. Because this podcast shit ain't no school with it. You just got to know and fall to fall and rise to rise, right?
Yeah.
But this man right here been going his grind for years on top of years on top of years on top of years. We got my man, the host of Do It For Hip Hop Podcast. Yes. We got my man, DJ Bugsy, the bill. Drop a bomb. What's up for DJ Bugsy?
Yo, what up with y'all?
I like that shirt, brother.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming to the world's most dangerous podcast.
Anytime, good brother. South Philly in the building.
South Philly, drop the P is in this bitch tonight.
20th Street, Ozone.
North in here.
Boo. Like, you gonna claim your hood?
Well, listen, North got all the bad chicks, though.
Listen,
I
man,
do gotta
North,
say that.
They
you
do.
See me, right?
North, they the Wild Wild West, for real.
Germantown and North got the baddest chicks.
Yeah.
They do. West Philly used to before West Philly turned to Wild Wild
Wild Wild West.
I'm scared to go to West Philly now. They used to be, oh, you from South Philly? Ooh, now it's, oh, you from West? Oh, God.
Right.
Oh, God. No. Most dangerous. Listen, we gonna get to the world's most dangerous segment right about now. Call Mr. Red in for me one time. Dumbass of the week for this week goes to, and I hate giving it to this man because I'm a big fan of this man. And I think I gave it to him before, but I'm going to give it to him again. The dumbass of the week goes to, I'm talking baby on baby. Hey, you think you're a bitch? You think you're a gangster? That's fucking so 80s. Hey, I'm in Better City. My man, DaBaby. DaBaby. I'm going to give this joint quick and easy real quick. DaBaby Drew on all types of levels. Hello, Scarlett. DaBaby Drew. Yeah. Put us on the camera. Bitches. There we go. Hey. So DaBaby Drew, if y'all know what Drew means, he was tripping. He was saying unnecessary things. Sometimes you got to chill. DaBaby said, and I quote, and I might be wrong, but if I'm wrong, somebody correct me. He said, If you ain't got HIV or you ain't homophobic out in this joint, let me get a hell yeah. Something basically, he was downgrading people to HIV and that was, you know,
yeah,
they
said,
like,
he said,
what did he say, Secret?
He said,
help me out
if you ain't got HIV and you ain't about to die in like 2 or 3 weeks, let me put your
lighters up or something.
Just,
now,
so
baby,
wild.
The baby on baby. First thing first, let me give you a rose because you the first rapper that I know that come from Charlotte. You know what I'm saying? I might be wrong, but that's the first rap I know that rep Charlotte hot. Mm-hmm. You make me want to buy a Hornet jersey. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, baby, you know better. Oh, damn. I got too close to the mic. You know better than that, baby. Come on, the baby. I don't want to call you baby. That's kind of. Anyway, so, yeah. The baby. Whoa. You know better than that, bruh. You know, number one, bruh. You cannot say that about people. Number two, HIV is a very sensitive subject, baby. People die from that every day. People been dying from that before Corona was. Corona who? Before Corona was known more than a drink. You understand?
Yeah.
You can't say that, baby. You know better than that. You can't not say that. And they talking about you ain't about to die in 2 weeks. What? Nigga, what? In the words of Jigga, nigga, what? Nigga, who? Are you tripping, bro? Come on, baby. The baby on baby. You acting crazy. You think you gangster? You better chill for them people come at you. They about to cancel your ass. Come on, baby. You too. Come on, bro. Dumbass of the week goes to the baby. Mr. Red, drop that bomb one time for him.
Dumbass! You dumbass.
Leisure suits are for dumbasses. Believe me.
Jedi dumbass.
The reason that bad things happen to you is because you're a dumbass.
There's the dumbass.
So, usually, I just keep it moving with dumbass of the week. But, my man's here. Got my other crew here. You know what I'm saying? Was I right for giving him that dumbass of the week? How about you go first, our guest host of the day?
Most definitely. I mean, it's a sensitive subject. I mean, HIV and AIDS been around for a long time, and there's people that are still dying from it.
Exactly.
So you don't just go on stage in front of millions. And, you know, you got kids looking at you. You got adults looking at you. You got people that have HIV looking at you. So it was definitely distasteful for him to do that.
Ooh, definitely. The word of well distasteful.
Put. Distasteful.
I like that.
But no, yeah, I definitely believe. I mean, look, I understand he was trying to get the crowd hype. You know, it was, it's Rolling Loud, you know, mm-hmm. and it's the first concert. A lot of people coming together.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? I can understand the vibe, but yeah, it's probably just went a little too far. And it was something that, you know, I mean, it definitely was a head turner, but it wasn't something, you know, yeah. it wasn't something necessary to do. It was a little too much.
Yeah. Secret.
I want to say, that comment was, I feel like the way he said it, it was kind of homophobic, but it was really ignorant because not only just gay people are the only people who have, you know, HIV, AIDS. Like, what if somebody was in the crowd with HIV and all they wanted to do before they die in 3 weeks was go see the baby and you gonna go say some shit like that?
I'm gonna say this one time. I feel as though fans be drawing sometimes, throwing stuff. I think that was justified. Because whoever threw that damn thing might have been affected by HIV or somebody that they knew. So, yeah, baby, you a dumbass for that. I got three approvals. You a dumbass, dumbass, dumbass. Anyway, so I'm going to pass it off to Secret. Here goes Ollie-oop. There you go. Because it's time for X. Oh my ass was horrible.
I like that though.
Take it away, Secret.
All right, so we all got that one friend that every time y'all go out just drink too much, don't know their limits, and you gotta end up babysitting. But we are all not holier than thou.
Oh, thou.
We all done had our drunk babysitting moments.
Sitting moments.
So I want everybody to go around, tell a story about when you was the one that needed to get babysitting. Now I'm gonna go first.
Oh God.
All right, this was back in, like, I don't even know, like, 2016 when, like, Fetty Wap was popping, right?
So, say what's up, dude?
Yeah, like, Trap King, Trap Queen, whatever. He was popping at the time. And he came to the college I was going to, and, yo, we was turning up. We drinking Amsterdam. That's our first mistake right there.
Damn sure was your first mistake.
But listen, you in college, you ain't got no money. You know, you just start drinking. You don't know better. We ain't know no better. So I wanted to turn up. I said, fuck it, we drinking out the bottle. All I'm gonna say is that night I was throwing up in a trash can. I was so drunk and I tipped that shit over. And it fell all through up, fell out. I had carpet. You wanna know what my friends did? They sprayed some Fabuloso on that bitch and threw a towel over it. Said, bitch, you could clean this up tomorrow. The most
dangerous. Yo, that's wild, yo. I ain't expect the story to end.
Drop
like
a bomb
that.
One time, my friends. That was the thrillest.
I ain't expect the story to end like that.
Go ahead, Trey.
Craziest joint. Listen, y'all know I ain't a drinker. So, crazy thing I did, I threw up in an Uber one time. Let me tell y'all that story.
Oh,
shit.
I threw up in an Uber. So we was, you know where we was at. We was at Millersville. You know what I mean? Miller, Seville.
DeVille.
DeVille.
Miller, Seville.
And shout out to Miller and Seville, you know. If you went to that, if you went to Millersville, you know what you're talking about. But no, so the party wasn't even far from our dorm. It was only like 5 minutes down the block. You know
what I
mean?
You called an Uber? Oh, you was that.
We was all that sauce, bro. Like, it was one of them nights. Like, it was like it looked like the last good party of Millersville.
Damn.
And that joint was live. We was drinking all night and smoking, you know.
What y'all was drinking?
I can't even tell you.
Y'all was drinking that cheap
ass
shit.
I know I was drinking some vodka. Cause I like clear
liquor
more. You
drunk that $8 vodka, didn't you? That cheap
not
shit.
Vlad
oh, no,
America.
Not that Vlad. Not that Vlad. Anyway, yeah, so we got sauce. And we was like, all right, it's 5 minutes, but we need an Uber because we can't walk home. Like, this joint not good. So
y'all had that dirty white people vodka.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shout out to my white people. Yeah. But go ahead.
But no, so we got the Uber. They put me in the middle seat. They put me in the middle seat. I'm sitting there like, it's cool. I'm going to get there. You know, it's not far. We just taking a 5-minute drive.
All right.
I just get this feeling in my stomach. I'm like, I ain't going to make it. I just know I'm not. So I got my legs like this, spread open in the middle of this, in the middle of the back of the sedan. And I'm like, it's got to be right here because I don't got no window seat. So right. It's not like I, you know what I mean?
Right.
So that shit just came out. It was like, and then it was like,
ew.
The Uber didn't even know what was going
on.
Don't
they charge you when you do that?
No,
they supposed to. Now he was drawing. The bull was like, I'm gonna call the cops, blah, 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 cause we was young. You know what I mean, I was like 19.
You gonna call the cops on you?
Yeah, he was acting crazy. He was an op for real.
That's crazy.
And
he was an op.
He was the op. Cause I'm like, why you gonna call the cops? You know I'm drunk. What you gonna arrest me just
nigga
for throwing up?
Ew, you was cursing him out with your stink breath.
No, I was like, yo, I'll clean it up. I'll clean
your breath
it up
smell
for
like
you.
Your ass.
Yo, my breath smelled like chunks of what was that burger that they had over there?
Villainator.
That had chunks of that villainator and some Grey Goose. Mm. But no, yeah. So I was like, I'll clean it up. But then that's when you know Reba and them, the friends, they was like, we'll help you because they had you sitting there.
Whoa, that
in the middle of
chills.
Me.
Anyway,
but that was crazy because that's what undrunk me was when that motherfucker said he was calling the cops. I was like,
He undrunk.
That shit, I went sober quick. I was like, I'll clean this up. I'll clean this up real quick.
I'm gonna make mine real fast, real fast. So I was with these AT&T niggas that got me a good deal, and we went to South Street. No, we went to Blue Martini. We went to like three spots. We got back to South Street at his and hers. Boy, I was done. They bust in the door on me at his and hers, the bathroom. I'm in there throwing up. I called, and they walked in on me, talking about some, damn, cuz, you done. I'm like, I called the Uber. My cousin was the damn Uber. I was like, cuz, don't tell my sister. Please don't tell my sister. She said, you gonna fuck me up. Please don't tell her. I got out that car. I said, cuz, I'm fucked. I gotta go, cuz, love you. That was me.
Mm.
Your turn, OJ.
Now, me, I don't really got a story, but I do got a story. So
you went to Lincoln.
Yeah, but it's not a Lincoln story. So this was this was hood shit. Like, me and my niggas from South Philly. So we just out getting high and drinking. We was doing both.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And we was listening to Nas. So I'm in there high as shit, just blowing out. You know, sometimes you smoke or you just drink and you don't even know your limit.
Yeah.
And then shit start catching up with you later.
But it's too late.
So I'm like, yo, why the fuck we keep listening to Nas? It's like, it felt like Nas was on for like 2 hours straight. We banging. We going down Southwest. We going down Greenway. We like, yo, fuck it. So then we get to the corner and my dumb ass jumps out the car. Like, who fucking tonight? Like, I'm trying to fuck one of y'all soft-ass bitches tonight. Like, with some shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, what the fuck is you doing? Get your nut ass in a car. And I did that a couple times. They was mad at me. They dropped my ass off first. But that's it. Like, it wasn't, I didn't throw up, but I was high as fuck. And then when I woke up, I was high. Like, I was just drunk and high.
I ain't mad at you. You trying to get some ass.
I was trying to get some ass.
You had a high hangover?
Yeah.
Damn.
Man, them niggas was blunt for blunt. Like, we was passing around blunt. It was a cipher.
And he was a Greenway Ave. Yeah, he was trying to get some ass up there. I ain't mad at him on that, John. On the Greenway Ave. What? Over that bridge? Yes. What?
You know.
Yo,
Woodland Ave type vibes.
Yo, you a dick.
Yo.
Woodland, yo. What Nas album? And all that.
What Nas album y'all was listening to?
Illmatic.
Oh, that first joint.
And it was on. And look, it's only 10 songs, and mind you, it got an intro, so really right. It's 9.
I told y'all that before. Like,
but it felt like the motherfucker was a double album, because I'm like, yo, when is that song going to go off? And that shit still kept being on. And though I love Nas, right. But nigga, go to the next fucking song. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, but yeah.
Yo, he was out here, man. Fuck that. One love.
He was one of them niggas putting them shits one on repeat.
One love. Yo.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, ass was like, yo, halftime came on twice. Yo.
Like, didn't we just listen to this joint, bro?
Game over.
Or my highest shit.
Yeah, highest shit.
Like,
brother.
Nigga, both.
Yo.
I was done.
And the words of Two's Chainz. I'm drunk and high at the same time. Sipping champagne
on
the
airplane. God damn it.
Yo, speaking of high and drunk at the same time, what the hell going on out here?
Nigga, he grew.
Yo, that man said.
Started doing the little Uzi.
Yo.
That was that night, man.
Speaking of Uzi. Mm-hmm. Listen, we got an OG in this podcast game.
Yeah.
In the media game. This man seen a lot of Philly shit.
Facts.
Matter of fact, this is the man that put me on Major Figures.
Yeah, that's a fact.
By the way, that's the most slept Philly album ever. I just wanted to say that one time for the one time. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I got a question for him and all y'all.
All us?
All y'all. Who is y'all top five greatest Philly MC of all time? I'm going to repeat because this is real. Top five Philly MC of all time. Who going first?
Not me.
Sorry, no, I'll go first. I'm not going to have mine in a specific order.
Okay.
But I will say people. Oh,
damn. Why not in a specific order?
Don't front now because we got company now. We don't never do that shit in no
go
specific
ahead,
order.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. Because I really don't want to. Because honestly, these are all the people that either I've heard throughout my life, you know what I mean, growing up, or people that I just respected their career, you know what I mean, as a hip-hop artist. But one person instantly is Black Thought. You know, he was somebody, he's been in the game longer than most of these rappers.
Right.
He can outbar most of these rappers.
Right.
And he, you know what I mean? And the Roots is just one of those authentic groups that, like, if you put something on, you know it's going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And he kind of adds that magic to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I watch Jimmy Fallon sometimes just for the Roots.
Just for the Roots.
For the Roots.
I'm still mad at the Roots, but go ahead.
Yeah.
I tell my Roots story another time.
Number two, I'm going to say Meek. You know, it's impossible to not say Meek, honestly. You know what I mean? He put Philly on the map more than any rapper in the last
10 years.
Yeah, 10 years, really.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Number three, I gotta put my girl Eve on there. You know, I gotta put Eve on there. I'm saying I had older sisters, so I heard it was either Eve, Lil' Kim, or Foxy Brown. Right. Eve was one of them. You know what I mean? I just respected her grind, how she did it, Rough Riders, all that. Number four, I'm gonna say Freeway, because he was my favorite. He's my favorite out of state property. Okay. I like him over all the rest. I love PD. I love Young Chris, all them. Mm-hmm. But Free, I mean, Rock the Mic. When I heard that beat, I was like, nah, he's something different. Like, he's something different. And number five, I let my number five be Uzi. I'll put a young boy in the game.
Okay.
I put a young boy in there.
That's cool.
I respect Uzi being in his own lane. You know what I mean? He don't gotta be the Grammy winner. He don't gotta be the most most talented in the game, but he still got them fans that will go to any of his concerts, listen to any of his music, you know what I'm saying?
I didn't really rap. I hear you. We gonna keep going in regular order. I can't wait to hear Bugsy, yo. I can't hear that. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to hear this joke. Go ahead, Secret.
All right, I'm keep it short and sweet. I'm going to say Eve, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Meek.
Mm-hmm.
Freeway.
Mm-hmm.
Beanie. Damn, who going to get that last spot now? I'm going to have to say Uzi. I can't front on Uzi. Like, Uzi really got a special place in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's my top five.
That's yours?
Yeah.
I'm going to go 5-1. All right. Number five. Freeway got the hood on smash. That's all I gotta say.
Period.
Number four, Eve is dope. I'm gonna marry Eve one day. If I ever, I want a Philly woman to act like Eve.
You gotta get $1 billion.
That's okay. I'm gonna get 2 for her. 3, Beans. First Philly nigga I seen in a movie. Wait, no, I'll take that back because number 2. Yeah, but first Philly rapper, like feel like you from the hood. Mm-hmm. Like everybody wanna be Beans growing up when I was a young boy. Them damn big ass jerseys and the big ass jackets. Yeah. Like Beans was from South Philly. Right. You know what I'm saying? I used to think Beans really lived around the corner on Siegel Street to me on from 5th and Siegel, but I found out he lived on 20-something in Siegel. I don't want to put your business out, Beans, but I was so disappointed. I was like, damn, I thought he lived around the corner. But I really thought he was around the corner. I think, that was the urban legend. Freeway and Beans live around the corner. And I used to be like, where? But, yeah. Beans, what he did for the city is amazing. I'm very upset at y'all two for not saying this next person. Number 2.
I know.
The Fresh Prince. Y'all are disrespectful.
Too high.
Y'all too high. The man won the only thing I'ma say is Will Smith. And the only thing I'ma say is he won the first Rap Grammy. And he had no cursing. Next. Number 1, Ron Meek Williams. AKA Meek Millie. AKA Meek Millie. I forgot the line. The Meek, damn it. Meek. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he had dreadlocks. Dreams and Nightmares is still getting played and it's 10 years old. Dreams and Nightmares is older than my damn students. Neither I need to say more.
That's only 10.
Dreams and Nightmares came out in 2012. Yeah. I remember that shit came out. That shit came out like September 2012. I'm done. Oh, you your top 5 though, Philly rappers of all time. Philly MC. All
right, so number 5, I'm gonna have to go with EVE. Okay. Number 4 is Cass. Number 3 is Meek Mill.
Okay.
Number 2 is Black Thought. And number 1 is the one and only Beanie Siegel, South Philly.
That's an order.
5-1.
That's a good list.
Straight throw. Like no hesitation.
Like EVE, how we do that?
We didn't even say Cass.
You didn't. How, we disrespected though? Cass.
That nigga had number one hits. Yeah, no, shout out. I mean, I know people don't like R. Kelly, but Hotel was a number one hit record.
It was.
Like, listen, throughout the country. Not rap charts, but number one, period.
Was I'm a Hustler was, too?
No, it peaked at, I think, 8 or 9 or maybe 7. But on the hip-hop charts, it was number 1.
Got you.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, Hotel is still my shit.
Yeah, it's a
he
classic.
He said six in the morning.
That's R. Kelly. Fuck that nigga. Anyway, listen, where they can find you at on here, bro?
DJ Buzzy 215, do it for Hip Hop Pod for the podcast page. And make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel, DJ Bugsy. Dame Dash interview episode 92. 97 just dropped.
That Dame Dash interview is hard.
Yeah, that's
yeah, man. That's my biggest interview to date.
That joint's fire.
Yeah.
That's
but we roll into episode 100. We working on what that's going to look like. But it's
y'all
gonna
gotta
be
have
dope.
A celebration or something.
Oh yeah, thanks. Most definitely. I'm gonna invite you because you just want to join.
Yes. Yeah. I'm coming through. I'm coming through.
Man, what about us two?
Oh no, I'm sorry. she wild. All y'all can come. The whole team.
She crazy.
Yeah, what about us?
What about
she wild.
Listen.
What about?
This has been the world's most dangerous podcast. Catch you on the next time. Same most dangerous time. Same most dangerous network. See y'all next time.
Peace.